This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Principles of Friendship. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome again, dear listeners. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. And in today's program, we are going to talk about the principles of friendship. We are going to talk about how to achieve a successful friendship. What are the things that we need to consider while we are looking for a successful friendship? One of the main things that we need to consider is a bad companion. What am I trying to say? That a bad companion is not a friend. It is possible that an innocent fellow with good habits and good manners may meet a bad and an uncultured fellow and make him a friend, thereby polluting his personality and reputation due to this relationship. How many times an innocent youth with good reputation turns into someone with bad morals and reputation due to his relation with deviated friends? Whenever you have bad friends, they will lead you to doing bad deeds, definitely. That's so definite. So, considering not having a friend who is a bad companion, who has bad habits, is among the things that will make you achieve a successful relationship in your life. He becomes a criminal and abnormal person, hated and downgraded by others, or a wanderer rambling around in the streets and avenues. Why? Because he just befriended someone who is not a good guy. All we should do is stay away from a bad companion.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano, and you are listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. We've been talking about principles of friendship, and we'll be talking about how to achieve a successful friendship. We say that by avoiding a bad companionship will make you achieve a successful friendship. The Holy Quran calls or says about this particular trait of us choosing bad companions. It says in the chapter 43, verse number 67, it says, "Friends on that day will be foes one to another, except those who keep their duty." All that the verse is trying to portray is the sense of regrets which befall man after dwelling into deviation and crime due to his association with bad friends. Whenever you are associating with yourself with a bad friend, you definitely are building you are definitely destroying your life. You are definitely going to lead yourself into a bad life. Why? Because it's going to befall you. It's going to make you fall down. It's going to make you dwell into things that are not good, into crime, into, you know, bad habits, and so on and so forth. Why? Because you chose a bad companion. So the Quran says that whenever you choose a bad companion, remember, in the day of judgment, it will be counted in you. Don't forget that. Therefore, a bad companion is not a friend, because your friend is he who accompanies you and attracts good towards you. He who creates bad things towards you, turning you towards crime and deviation, corrupting your path and future. So this particular person cannot be considered as a friend, thus should be considered as someone who is leading you to the wrong path, someone who is leading you to the bad path, and is the person you should stay away if you want to have a successful relationship, a successful friendship in your life between you and your friend, partner. Thank you so much for listening in. Till next episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.